I'm Lisa Ledeen. This is KAZU. The ocean had long been the first great love of marine biologist Shannon Leone Fowler. That is, until it took away the love of her life. In her new memoir, Traveling with Ghosts, Shannon Fowler talks about returning to the ocean after tragedy. She recently spoke with Rick Kleffel.
Shannon Leone Fowler was a marine biology student at UCSC when she went on vacation with her fiancé, Sean. While they were embracing in shallow water off the coast of Thailand, he was stung by a box jellyfish.
I was 28 years old. He was 25. We'd been traveling around China where he proposed. And so he wanted to go somewhere where it would just be easy and relaxing and we could just sit on a beach. And we went to Thailand. We'd been there about a week. And we were together in the water. He was stung by a box jellyfish. We were kissing at the time. And he was dead on the beach within 3 minutes.
How did you experience this, both in those moments on the beach and in the subsequent years it took to write the book?
It felt physically like my nerves were kind of super sensitive, you know, almost as if the first layer of skin had been rubbed off. I don't think I will ever recover, move past, or get over Sean's death. I think it's been absorbed into who I am, and I'm a different person because of it. It's less overwhelming and constricting than it used to be, but it doesn't mean I don't miss him. I feel like I'm carrying this around and that it's not visible to people.
Did Sean's death change your relationship with the ocean itself?
I was halfway through my PhD at UC Santa Cruz. I had a condo in Capitola where I was living. Before Sean died, I used to do these runs, New Brighton State Beach. I would run up and down the cliffs. My lab had moved down to Long Marie Lab, so it's literally like right, you know, you hear the sea lions, you hear the surf, and it's amazing. But after Sean died, I could not face the ocean.
After Sean's death, you knew you needed some time before you would be able to face the water again. Since your travels were interrupted by his death, you decided to keep moving, didn't you?
I thought I would go through Eastern Europe. And then I'd spend some time in Malta, and I thought I'd go back in the ocean then. I'd fall back in love with the water. I'd finish in Spain where I met Sean. My mom would meet me there, and I'd come back to my PhD. And, of course, it didn't work like that. I got to Malta, and I was nowhere near being ready to get in the water at all. But I tried to take these little steps. So I went to the aquarium in Croatia, and I took a ferry in Croatia, which was the first time I had been on the water since coming back from the island that Sean died on. I thought I would get there faster, but took me a lot longer.
You were keeping journals through all this. Did they become a part of the book?
I drew on my journals a lot. I use my journals to help remind me of certain incidences, details, certainly. I tended to write the countries all in one chunk.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't necessarily write the book in the order it is at all, but I wrote all the Thailand stuff first. I had to write that first. Emotionally, I had to get that out of the way, and I had to get it down, and then the book kind of took place around it.
So was writing the book a way to keep Sean close?
I think when you lose someone, you want to be able to hold on to everything. You're scared that you're going to lose something else. And so when I was traveling around Eastern Europe, I had journals and I had a Lonely Planet guide. And anytime I would remember a story about Sean, something funny he said, something we did once, I felt this panic. I had to write it down because if I didn't remember it, I might not ever remember it again and it would just be gone forever. So I think there was just this kind of compulsive need to hold on to any part of him that I could.
The new memoir by Shannon Leone Fowler is Traveling with Ghosts. For KAZU, I'm Rick Kleffel.